This is Jason Brandt for AM 1480 KAUS and also online at myaustinminnesota.com. Live this week here at Ballard's Resort and having a fantastic time here. And a big part of that is our fishing guide, one of the fishing guides here at Ballard's, Scott Mirsky, good enough to take us out here these last few days. And Scott, I know I speak for everybody in our boat. Thank you for the great time and 3 days of fantastic fishing and just a good time and putting us on the fish, and thank you very much.
You bet. Enjoyed having you.
Yeah. And first off, I guess the obvious question, how does one get to be a fishing guide, or how long have you been, a guide here at Ballard's?
I've been guiding at Ballard's for the last 16 years, but I've been guiding 21 years total.
Okay. And like I said, someone just doesn't walk up to a place like this and say, I want to be a fishing guide. It's a little more involved than that. How does one actually become one?
The first thing you have to do is I had to get my captain's license from the U.S. Coast Guard. And once you get your captain's license, then you can go around and start looking for a job. But that's the main thing. You have to have your captain's license from the U.S. Coast Guard.
Okay. And quite a few guys. How many does Ballard's have here right now, guides?
Probably about 20 of us total. There's 15. We have 15 boats, and there's 15 of us, the full-time guides, but there's about 4 or 5 guys that just guide part-time.
Okay. And I guess basically what's the... kind of a broad question here, but what's the health of the fishery right now? It looks really good right now, I guess, the little bit I've saw.
Sure. No, I'd say the lake is very healthy. One of the best things that happened in the last 16, 17 years was the slot limit. 19.5 to 28 inches has got to go back in the water. And the reason that is there because male walleyes don't get much over 20 inches on Lake of the Woods. Those are all female walleyes. And I'd say those fish in that slot, probably a good 90-95% of those are females, and there's no stocking on Lake of the Woods, so that's why we want to put those back so they reproduce every year.
Okay. And also, as mentioned now, looking ahead toward now the wintertime, do you guys all are all out here in the wintertime as well? Or?
Yep, we run 50 fish houses in the wintertime.
Wow.
We're very busy in the winter.
And I can't imagine moving those, I'm sure, quite often to where the fish are and just obviously taking people out. And I'm sure it has to make the winter fly by.
Our houses get moved. They sit in a spot for about a week, week and a half, so we try to move a few houses every day. Weather-wise, there's a couple of days once in a while that we can't move houses when it's snowing and blowing. It's hard to visibility-wise. If we moved houses when the snow stopped, it'd look like you fell off the back of a truck. So we put them in rows, and we need them in a certain spot. So there's a few days that we don't move houses. But, no, wintertime is real busy. There's days in the winter that we have over 120, 130 people fishing. So.
Okay. And I was talking with the manager, Danielle, here the other day, and I'm sure he probably would say the same, that looking people want to do some ice fishing, here at Ballard's or out of Ballard's, they better make the reservations right now, correct?
Exactly. It's never too early to make a reservation, and you can do it over at least a year ahead of time. I've had people that were on the boat with me this summer that are already booked for next summer already.
Wow.
The earlier you know, the better.
Sure. And that, same goes for, obviously, open water fishing next year, too, so.
Yep, correct.
Okay. All right. Well, Scott, again, thank you so much for 3 days of a lot of fun and putting us on the fish here. Like I said, we really enjoyed our time and looking forward to doing this again sometime. Thank you very much again.
You bet. Enjoyed having you, Jason.